Pro Bowl. It's going to be announced Friday. Who you got? Who you like on your year?
Well, I like, obviously, I like Dustin. I like Dexter. I like Abdullah. I mean, I got a number of guys I could possibly, you know, all every one of those guys deserve it, in my opinion.
I know Dustin's been leading the voting, but, you know, then they pick a special teams guy.
Yep.
So if there was coverage or...
Yeah, that's where I think Abdullah comes into play. Mm-hmm. You know, he's our leading tackler. You know, he's so smart and so instinctive. And, you know, he's around the ball every down. So he's a guy that certainly should be considered for that.
Hey, Dave, if some of the starters have to rest, how does that affect special teams this week? Is that going to screw with you at all or not?
The guys will be tired when they play special teams. Yeah. That's about it. But, I mean, it's not like a preseason where you know, you have a whole bunch of guys to be able to go to and bring them up and play special teams. So those guys are our guys. You know, the guys, if they do start, they will be starting on special teams as well. So I told them to carb up this week and be ready to roll if that happens.
When does Coach make the decision on that?
I think it's going to be right down to game day. I think it's going to be how things go. You know, that's really what we talked about. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You mentioned Dustin. Talk about his performance last week in the cold, in the wind.
Yeah, he had a...
It was maybe one of his best of the year.
It was. It was certainly, if it wasn't his best, it was top three for sure. You know, he had great numbers. I can't remember exactly what they were, but his gross was like 54-6 or something, and a guy's covered well, and they only gave up, I think it was 8-yard average. And, you know, when you're kicking the ball that deep and you're only giving up 8, your net is going to be really good. So he was able to flip the field in certain situations in the cold weather and really helped us.
So tell me what the feeling it leaves a special teams coach with when you've got a guy like that. I mean, those conditions were available to have a bad game for most kickers or punters. And is that just a feeling of security?
It is. It's security. It's we have a lot of confidence in him. We know, you know, if he has an average game, he's going to be better than most. And if he has a great game, he's going to be, you know, outstanding. So. You know, he's been a leader all year. He's very unselfish. You know, we've asked him to kick the ball out of bounds at times, and he's done it. He's not a numbers guy. He doesn't worry about that. So, I mean, he's an ultimate team guy, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Can you be a much better punter than he is? I mean, even historically, I mean, he's...
Yeah, he's. I mean, there's certain, you know, some things that he can work on to get better. You know, maybe his get off, you know, get the ball off a little quicker at times. But, I mean, there's not much. I mean, he's been doing it a long time, and he's at really playing at a high level. And you know, Kevin O'Day and him, you know, they work hand in hand, and I trust everything that they do, and we trust him.
He had to get one off under duress last week.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that was a remarkable kick that he got it off.
Yeah.
How much does he see when the one?
He knows. I mean, he's an experienced guy, so if he sees 8 in the box, you know, he understands if it's a rush situation. I need to get this off a little bit quicker. And then he's also a field guy, too. Like, if they don't rush, if they show it and they hold it up, and then, you know, he just got to get it out. You know, he can take a little bit more time. So he has a feel for that, and that's just part of his you know, experience.
But then did you get to use Marcus Cooper a little more last week?
Yeah, we did. You know, he didn't – obviously, you guys saw he didn't start, so we were able to plug him in. Didn't start him on a lot of things like we had before, but we were able to get him in there sporadically. Yeah. You know, on some thing.
Is this one of those situations where maybe he could just earn more work that way as he gets more, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be on the field. I mean, if he's not playing on defense, he's going to be playing on special teams. You know, there's no question on that. And you know, he's a great player. He's going to be a really good defensive back, you know, as a corner. But for me, he's really, really talented.
Which phases was he not in on last week?
Was he not in on? Kickoff return. That was it. Other than that, he played on everything else.
We talked about these production points, and you can get that to me Monday, so we can.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Just does that kind of give these guys who don't get a lot of plaudits and what
it's something
that
we talk. It's it holds them accountable, you know. Mm-hmm. So we go in there on Wednesday, and we look at the tape, or we have it on record boards. We have boards up in our room, mm-hmm. and we talk about it. And the guys are competitive; mm-hmm. they don't get to this level without being competitive. So. Mm-hmm. We try to tap into those competitive juices and, mm-hmm. you know, and create the boards and mm-hmm. show them who's in front and mm-hmm. who's behind and where you got to be to beat out a guy. And, okay. and they, you know, they take it to heart and they, they want to compete, and they want to be on, you know, they want to be the best. So that's something that we try to create.